Chapter 6, Merlin's Diamond. Jack and Teddy were speechless. They kept staring at Annie as she got down on her knees and talked to the invisible dog.
"Hi, you," she said in a soft voice. "Are you hungry?"
The bone dropped toward the floor. It flipped over, then rocked from side to side.
"See," Annie said to Jack and Teddy. "Now he's rolling on his back with his bone in his mouth. Poor thing."
"Poor thing," said Jack.
"We have to help him," said Annie. She stood up. "We have to help them, too, the girl and her brothers."
She hurried across the room. Jack and Teddy followed. Annie stopped at the small spinning wheel.
"We can't see you," said Annie. "But we're not afraid of you. We want to help you. Can you hear me?"
The spinning wheel stopped spinning.
"She can hear us," Annie said to Jack and Teddy.
Annie turned back to the ghost girl.
"What happened to you and your brothers and your dog and everyone else in the castle? How did you all become invisible?"
Jack felt a wave of cold air whoosh past him.
"I think she's moving," said Annie.
"Aye," said Teddy. "To the looking glass, see?"
An invisible finger had begun to write something in the thick dust of the mirror. Four words slowly appeared. "Diamond of Destiny stolen."
"I can't believe it," said Teddy. "This must be the secret castle that guards the Diamond of Destiny."
"What's that?" said Jack.
"A magic diamond that belongs to Merlin," said Teddy.
"It was set in the handle of the very sword King Arthur pulled from the stone many years ago."
"Oh, I know that story," said Annie. "That's how Arthur became king."
"Yes," said Teddy. "And someday the Diamond of Destiny will give the same strength and power to the next rightful ruler of Camelot."
"That's what Merlin must have meant when he said the future of Camelot depends on us," said Annie.
"Indeed," said Teddy. "Wait, wait," said Jack. "I'm confused. What does the Diamond of Destiny have to do with invisible kids and dogs?"
"After Arthur became king, Merlin gave the diamond to a noble family of Camelot," said Teddy. "The name of the family was kept secret. As long as the family kept the diamond safe, they would have good fortune. But should they fail to protect it, they would fade from life."
"Oh, so the family let the diamond get stolen," said Annie. "And now they've all turned into ghosts."
"Precisely," said Teddy.
"I wonder where the diamond was kept," said Jack.
"Good question," said Teddy.
"Certainly some special hiding place, perhaps in one of the towers."
"Guys, look," said Annie.
She pointed to the wall near the mirror. A long, heavy tapestry had been pulled aside to reveal a small door in the stone wall. The door was slowly swinging open.
"The ghost girl," said Annie. "She's showing us the diamond's secret hiding place."
The three of them hurried to the stone wall and looked inside a tiny cabinet. The walls of the cabinet were made of gold and ivory, but the cabinet was empty. Annie looked around.
"Ghost girl," she said, "who stole the Diamond of Destiny from its hiding place?"
Letters began to appear on the mirror again. In the thick dust, the invisible finger wrote, "The Raven."
"Oh, no," whispered Teddy. "Please, no."
Jack felt a fresh wave of fear. "Oh, no, please, no what?" he said.
"Wait,"
said Teddy, pointing at the mirror. The finger wrote one more word in the dust. "King."
"Just as I feared,"
said Teddy in a hushed voice.
"The Raven King."